This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers last year is still incompetent to stand trial, a judge ruled Thursday. The shooter remains hospitalized, but District Attorney Michael Daugherty says he sees indications that a trial may be possible with time.
They found him incompetent to proceed, but they're continuing to make progress in his treatment. He's continuing to improve. Under the law, at some point, he would be brought back to court for a hearing.
The next hearing is in October. Colorado's Oil and Gas Commission claims that some greenhouse gas emissions have fallen, but communities on the Front Range say that's not true. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
Agencies from Boulder County and three surrounding cities submitted findings to the Air Quality Control Commission they say is based on years of round-the-clock local air monitoring. They say the data show methane emissions are not declining and that people living near oil and gas wells are reporting health problems, including nosebleeds and shortness of breath. The local governments submitted the info to counter statements made by the Colorado Oil and Gas Association and Weld County that suggested methane emissions had dropped. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Colorado voters will decide this November whether to legalize psychedelic mushrooms. The Secretary of State's office verified signatures for the ballot initiative Thursday. It's called the Natural Medicine Health Act. It would decriminalize the use of psilocybin mushrooms for people 21 and older. It would set up centers where trained facilitators would administer mushrooms. The measure would not allow for retail sales. This is CPR News and KRCC.